Ace at acehardware.com.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right. We're live here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. I just got back from Bohemian Grove. We were covering its annual meeting. They call it Bohemian Grove out in California. They call it when they meet in Europe or in other parts of the United States. It was just 125 of them. They call it Bilderberg. You can call it Trilateral Commission. You can call it CFR, but it's all the very same individuals, all the very same people. And I just got back. No, we're not going to play it now. I just got back from there last week, and I thought that I would fill you in on some of the things that went on at Bilderberg. But again, you can call it anything you want. This is the ruling class of the planet. Also, there is a plan to kill the Internet as you know it. I've been telling people about this for a long, long time. And now the mainstream media is preparing the slaves, the cattle, the mindless, gibbering, giggling, laughing slave public that this is going to be happening. So we'll be going over that for you today as well. And we'll go through their own admissions of that. Also, we have attacks on free speech going on all over the United States and the world. Now, you don't just get arrested for protesting. They just don't even allow you to be in a free speech zone. They just say, there's no First Amendment. Shut up, you're slaves. If you don't like it, we'll shove a taser down your throat and fry you till you die. How's that sound? All part of living in a free society. There is some good news. There have been three times that voters have been allowed to vote in the 50-plus years of the European Union. All three times that they've been allowed to vote in the Netherlands and then in France in 2005 and now Friday in Ireland, it has gone down in defeat. But I have all the different EU heads here saying they don't care, the people don't want it or not. They will go under this control grid. They will go under the control of this system. And they will have no free speech or no rights under the system. It states it all right there. It is a dictatorship. Their countries, respectively, will have no authority as well. And it's just all right there in the Lisbon Treaty. And Barroso, the head of the EU, says it doesn't matter if they voted it down. They will continue to forcibly integrate Ireland into the European Union criminally with their criminal government. Their completely lawless government. And that's really what all of this is about. That's what all of this is about here, ladies and gentlemen, is private interest that are basically pirates that control your governments and your top 100 corporations, and they are waging systematic, scientific monopoly warfare to consolidate wealth, dumb down populations, destroy middle classes that are not dependent on them, and they are doing one heck of a job. I don't like it that all of this is happening. I'm not pleased that our government's run by terrorists. I'm not pleased that they are raping us, devaluing the dollar, and that the public is totally unaware of why gas prices are so high. I hear them like blind fools, by blind, I mean blind to the situation, stumbling around all over talk radio, grasping at straws, all the wrong reasons of why people are paying so much for oil. And it is because the dollar has been devalued, depending on how you look at it, 56% to 70%. And it's continuing to be devalued, and you will never hear. Not a liberal show, not a conservative show. They're all in the false paradigm, all controlled. You will never hear them talk about it. You will never hear it. Even when the dollar is forgotten like the peso or the ruble, they will still be stumbling around, self-assured, having no idea what's happening. The financial shows won't tell you. The little fake conservative shows that all talk about how much they love American flags. And, oh, you just need to fly American flags. I actually heard that the other day. Just fly American flags. You know, kill what the country stands for. Get rid of the Bill of Rights. Get rid of the Constitution. Get rid of our currency. Get rid of our name internationally. Totally destroy our future. Be a total socialist state run by the corporations for their convenience. But to fly American flags. That will fix it. Flags made by Chinese slaves. It is total, absolute denial, just abject wanting to be financially gang raped by the New World Order. And a lot of people want to be lied to. You know, there's really two kinds of people. There are people who like delusion, who like illusion, who want to be lied to. There are people who want to have no idea what's going on in their lives. There are people who want to believe lies. They want to believe we're the good guys. They want to believe the government doesn't lie to us. They want to believe everything's okay. They want to believe the dollar's strong. They email me all the time threatening me, saying I'm a liar, the dollar's strong. They want to live in a delusional fruitcake land. You know, the trailer for my new film, there's actually two trailers out, a sneak peek and then the actual trailer for Truth Rising that comes out July 4th. And the film is about something that isn't a conspiracy theory. Something that isn't debated, that the government covered up the dust, killed the firemen and police, tens of thousands more dead and dying, 56,000, that they knew they covered it up and didn't protect them and won't give them health care. And I posted a trailer about that, and these guys went on the trailer, and they said, I'm going to kill you. They said on the trailer, on the YouTube clip, they said, I'm going to double tap you in the head, traitor to America. And then I click on their handle, and you go to their YouTube account, and they're Marines, and it's them in Marine uniforms with their buddies with their guns acting tough, and they're on my side saying, you don't talk about the firemen and police dying. We're going to kill you. See, patriotism to them is being lied to, being stupid, believing every lie you're fed, never standing up for anything, having no First Amendment here in the U.S., having no liberty, having open borders, having our name, our dollar destroyed. Now, not all the troops, the majority of them are awake and know what's going on, evidenced by Ron Paul getting more contributions than any other candidate, and all Republicans combined. But there are certain cadres who are going to rule this new third world country. And by the way, a lot of them, you link through when they're on your site threatening you, on your message board on Prison Planet, or posting the articles on InfoWars, or on my MySpace. And they'll say, I've been in the Army for 5 years, I've been in the Marine Corps for 4 years, and I'm going to school right now in Texas or Indiana to be a peace officer, and I'm going to kill you. And so that's who we're going to have, is guys who've been murdering and killing in Iraq and Afghanistan, who believe there's no First Amendment, who believe I should be killed, because you can go up there and look at the trailer and go find the comments and link over. I mean, these are Marines with weapons, and I need to die for saying the government and showing the documents and the EPA clips and the Congress admitting that they covered up the dust. I can't even say the government lies about anything, even when they do. I mean, that's treason now. And when we come back from break, that leads me to the next subject, Michael Reagan, adopted son of Ronald Reagan, came out and said that 9/11 truthers need to be killed. He said that we all need to be killed, and he named Mark Dice and said, go find him and murder him. And Mike Reagan's been calling Mark Dice, begging him to drop things. They know that this, he solicited capital murder on the air. I mean, he wasn't joking. He said, I want you to go find him. I want you to kill him. I'm going to pay for it. And he didn't say it was a joke. And so the question is, will they selectively enforce the law and let him contract capital murder on air? And we'll talk about the attack on free speech in this country. See, they're saying we need to die for our free speech. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up later, I'm going to break down what happened at Bilderberg 2008 as the world elite met and plan our future. They're going to be attacking the internet as well, trying to shut it down. All stated by the industry analysts and specialists. They're introducing it slowly to the slaves. That's what they see us as. It's what they say we are in their own writings. And they say that we deserve to be slaves because the general public doesn't care and isn't tuned in to the reality. But the evidence shows that's not the case. where three separate times in France, the Netherlands, and now in Ireland, people said, no, we don't want to be under your European Union governmental control. We don't want to contractually vote into your system. Here in the U.S., though, they're integrating it by stealth. We sued, Judicial Watch did, and got the documents. And we are already in a North American union. Bush signed it March 24, 2005. There's been congressional hearings on the subject, but the slave public here has been taught how to deny things. And so they even write in the local paper here in Austin, the Chronicle, that the Sentra isn't Spanish-owned. Now, when they seize roads and take them over in Indiana and in places like Massachusetts, it's admitted in the news, but not here. You just tell people in Austin something isn't foreign-owned, and they'll say, yes, sir, because they want to be delusional, I guess. Well, actually, the people are catching on to the lies now. Okay, there is a lot to cover here. Let's go ahead and do this. This is the son of Ronald Reagan, his stepson. And I grew up listening to Michael Reagan and liking him. By the time I was in college, I could tune into him out of San Antonio. And, you know, I'm a pro-Second Amendment guy. I'm a what you'd call a mainline Republican, at least in the past. And then I found out Republicans have given us triple the size of government we had 8 years ago. I know there's no difference. I know they vacation together. I know they intermarry, that the parties are owned by the Fortune 100. And the big think tanks write books about this. Carol Quigley had a Georgetown political science wrote a book about it, how it's all a big joke. It's kind of like Mary Madeline and James Carville are married. Or you got two top brothers, two Benson brothers, and one's a Republican and one's a Democrat. It's all a big joke. All a big joke. And they get you wedded to one brand name. And then it doesn't matter what that brand name does, as long as there's a fake WWF argument going on between the two political parties, people will still kind of take the false choice. It's a trick of giving you two false choices. And I know you, the listeners, know that. We have new listeners every millisecond, and I want to point that out. So this isn't some Democratic attack on Michael Reagan. The 9/11 Truth Movement is bipartisan. It transcends parties. It transcends the false left-right spectrum. You have people outside our borders, German defense ministers, number three in Blair's government in England, high-level members of Japanese parliament, architects, engineers, former Italian president, former Italian intelligence head, Jesse Ventura, the governor. You've got Hollywood people, best actress this year. One of the top bands in the world, their lead guy just came out on Irish radio and said it was all an inside job. And the point is, it's all right to say that. It's all right to cover that. Even if you don't agree with that, we have a First Amendment right. And the First Amendment only points out our inalienable, God-given, innate rights that were already there. So we're never going to shut up, no matter how bad the threats get. And it isn't our opinion that it's been declassified, that Israel attacked the USS Liberty along with White House knowledge to try to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt. That is now totally declassified. Mainstream news, Associated Press, Chicago Tribune. It's done. All of you that debated us, all of you that lied all those years and said the admirals were lying and that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was lying and the judge advocate general was lying and that all these people, the captain of the ship was lying and doesn't matter now. It's declassified. Israel's released it. The U.S., NSA's released it. All staged. Our government with Israel trying to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt and start World War III. It's done. Chicago Tribune, it's over. I told you for all these years Gulf of Tonkin was staged because we had all of these officers that came back from the destroyers saying we weren't attacked. It was all staged. Now they've released the presidential tapes. Done. Totally staged. 58,000 Americans died because of that lie over a million Vietnamese. Yeah, but then there's some other cases that aren't as well known, like Operation Ajax, Operation Condor, the Gladio projects, all declassified, all at CIA.gov. They just admit, yes, we blow up school buses, we shoot children, we attack police stations, we blame it on foreign enemies. All over the world, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And so then we get an Operation Northwoods declassified, a green-lighted program that went all the way to the president who said no. A previous president, and it said, we'll hijack jets by remote control, we'll fly them into buildings, we'll bomb D.C., we'll commit sniper attacks, here's how we'll frame patsies, we'll dress up our army troops like foreign troops, have them attack foreign military bases like the Germans did to start World War I with Poland, And you're like, whoa. And I mean, this is ABC News, Baltimore Sun, or you can go to the National Security Archives, National Archives, or you can go to the Library of Congress. And I've been there and gotten them. And then we bring that up and people say, you're a liar, you need to die. So here is Mike Reagan. Mark Dice, good friend of mine, he's put out the Resistance Manifesto, good conservative guy, tired of the fake Republicans, tired of Clinton staging the Oklahoma City bombing, tired of Bush's controllers, and they're just puppets, carrying out 9/11. The feds cooked the bomb, trained the driver in 93. Clinton ran that whole thing. That's come out. FBI's admitted that. I mean, that was a provocateur deal there. We're tired of this. I mean, this is a fact. This goes on, and you denying it out there doesn't make it go away. I mean, we're all in danger here. We got some hardcore crooks running things. It's criminal elements of the government. But Reagan comes in and says this needs to happen to Mark Dice because Mark Dice is telling people on Fox News, he was a guest, to mail my film Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, which has got the Liberty being attacked by our own government with Israel. It's got our own government attacking our own troops in other cases. It's got all these admitted cases of governments doing this. And this is what Mike Reagan has to say.
And hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail calls is a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. They ought to take these, excuse me, folks, I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out, they are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors, that's what they are, and you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of the Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts.
All right, stay
there. The Marines are hungry for the truth.
When we come back, we'll play the rest, get Mark Dice on. But that was premeditated solicitation for capital murder. Because he goes on to say he wants to pay for it, he wants to contract the killing. Now, you have to understand, Mark's now been given savage death threats, so has his family. I've been getting death threatened. They threaten to murder my children. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sunday, my friends, 15th day of June, 2008. Got another hour and 25 minutes of transmission left. Let's just go back to this tape before we introduce Mark Dice. This is the rest of what Mike Reagan arrogantly was saying. On air, I'll pay for the bullets, go out, kill Mark Dice, kill anybody else that talks to our troops or sends them information saying 9/11 is an inside job. Okay, so this is what our military's for now, is to kill us. This is what, and some of the screwballs, I mean, there's all these videos in Iraq of the troops just shooting whole families for fun, mowing their cars down off the sides of the road. That is admitted to be real. Hundreds of these videos on YouTube and Google. And then they denied the puppy being thrown off was a puppy. Now the Marines have kicked the guy out of the Marines, and they admit it's true. I have hundreds of videos of them shooting dogs and cats for fun and torturing them, but also throwing hand grenades out at a sheep herder and killing him and laughing. The point is they're coming back here to be cops, and they're on my message boards saying, hey, I'm in the military, and I'm going to kill you, Alex. And they were already doing this before Michael Reagan went on to 4 million listeners a day. He's rated number 9 talk show in the country, and said, go out and kill Mark Dice and kill the rest of these people. Play the rest of it.
They ought to take these, excuse me, folks, I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors, that's what they are, and you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of the Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post, don't blindfold him, let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
All right.
Now we know where they're on.
Yeah, now we know where the Ron Paul supporters are, and they go into attacking Ron Paul, who doesn't even say 9/11 is an inside job. Just absolutely vicious to any real conservatives that are actually for controlling the borders, for the Second Amendment. See, the rhinos, Republican in name only, hate true conservatives. It's their job, and we've got Republican strategy memos to neutralize real conservatives, and they've done it. The country's gone. You've done a great job. Democrats are now going to take over. Total socialism. It's incredible. But let me, before we go to Mark Dice, talk about who the real traitors are here. It's the people that raped children at Abu Ghraib and wrote White House memos saying they could torture two-year-olds with pliers sexually. Yes, that's public. Don't deny it, for those of you that support the neocons and all this evil and the lies. That's what's destroyed our uniform. That's what's destroyed our name. That's what's destroyed our honor. That's what's made this country look bad. It's the neocons that have done this. It's the criminals in our government that have stolen $4 trillion out of the pension funds in the Pentagon. It's all gone. All the money's gone. Associated Press. And $3 trillion on the war. That's $7 trillion. They don't care about the flag. They don't care about the country. They care about giving you a song and dance about being patriotic so you'll sign on to treason. So you'll sign on to corruption. So you'll sign on to becoming the land of the slaves, home of the cowards, not the land of the free, home of the brave. So the real patriots are Mark Dice and people like that. Now, let's go ahead and bring Mark Dice up. Mark, I wanted to introduce that. I mean, these guys have got a lot of nerve. They've destroyed this country. There's probably no coming back from it. The dollar's imploding. Everything's falling apart. The family's falling apart. Both parties are owned by the same interest. And then this guy's up there contracting, saying, I'll pay for the bullet, saying, kill Mark Dice and kill the rest of these 9/11 truth people. And now he's felt the power of the true Americans, and he's scared, isn't he?
He's scared. He called me personally with a quiver in his voice and apologized, offered to have me on his show. And despite his apology, he's opened a Pandora's box, the ramifications of which are unknown at this time. He's opened the door and encouraged stalking, vandalism, and bodily harm to myself and to others. This has reached an outrageous point here. This is an unprecedented level of hatred and of rhetoric and probably illegal hate speech aimed towards me, to others, five times during that statement.
There's no probably about it, Mark. It's guaranteed a vicious terroristic threat, first degree. I've looked at federal and state law. We posted those at Infowars.com. And secondarily, he is inciting to do bodily harm, naming you by name. That's another felony. He then openly calls for and offers to give monetary payment for a murder. That is contracting for first-degree premeditated murder. That is punishable by life in prison.
Equally disturbing is the fact that I sent out a press release to over 700 individuals in the news agencies. I'm talking every contact at every major station and every major newspaper, and zero had covered it. Air America is the only radio station that's covered it, and you, Alex, and nobody else has talked about this. Nobody's posted this. This is absolutely appalling. Don Imus gets fired for making a racial joke or a racial slur, and this individual, nobody's trying to do anything about this guy openly saying that we should be hunted down.
Well, Limbaugh gets in trouble for saying they want black quarterbacks, whether it's true or not, you know, they give them a better, you know, more chances, and he almost lost his job. But the meanwhile, Michael Reagan is saying, kill Mark Dice and kill others. Kill them now.
Now, in an age where somebody can just make a few clicks on a keyboard and find somebody's home address, this is a very, very dangerous territory that we're getting into. And I think that Michael Reagan's felt the backlash on this. I know that his name and his address have been circulating around, and I don't know what he's going to do. I don't advocate anybody harassing him or calling
him. Me neither, but it's his fault. He opened the door. He did it.
Yeah, and not only that, when his producer called me to book me on the show, he said that their lawyers want me to take down the audio clip. I told him that it was under fair use, that it's newsworthy.
It's a death threat. It's evidence of a crime.
Yeah.
So now that's obstruction of justice.
And he said his lawyers disagree. I told him I disagree. And now it's all over the web. Other people have posted it. That video.
Well, you just get it. The fact that it's now out, that they want it down, it's over. It's everywhere.
I don't think they knew how big of a backlash this was going to be. They probably just thought that I called the producer and demanded that he be fired. And we're not going to stop. This individual needs to be fired. I want everybody to go to the FCC's website or go to my website and click on the link that will take you how to exactly file an official complaint with the FCC and link the date and the time that this
was made.
And
I want to be clear. If we let this type of precedent be set where they're allowed to call for our murder, that's what happened in Nazi Germany. They would call for people's murder on the radio. Stormtroopers would go out and kill people. The Democrats are then going to use that in 7-8 months, and there already are other cases of it, to then go shut down free speech and bring in the Fairness Doctrine, which I'm against. Look, I mean, if some of these talk show hosts have said I should be tried for treason and then executed, they're allowed to say that. If they want to say I should be tried for treason and then executed after due process, that's fine. I say some of them should be tried for treason, and then later, after a jury of their peers and due process, they should be executed, some of these New World Order people. But that's due process. You don't say, no judge, no jury. You go out, you find Mark Dyson, you kill him. I mean, do you have any idea what will happen if anything happens to you, Mark, or anybody else? Just the civil ramifications of this alone are insane.
Yeah, and he wasn't stating his opinion. He wasn't saying that he hopes it happens, that he think it should happen. He was giving a direct order. He mentioned it five times, and he wanted to pay for the bullets. This is absolutely...
That's right. There's more, folks. We only played the tip of the iceberg there. Stay there, Mark Dice. We're going to come back with you, talk about what you want to see happen. MarkDice.com. Mark is a great American, you know, got a degree in media, lives out in California. He's in my new film, Truth Rising, that doesn't come out until July 4th. The pre-orders start at the end of next week on InfoWars.com. You'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Truth Rising. There's nothing you can do to stop us. Your threats only let us know that you're in a lot of trouble.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show today, I've got We Are Change Vancouver. They were just outside videotaping Colin Powell coming out. They were confronting him about lying about WMDs. And the police just said, you're not allowed to videotape. You're trespassing on city property to be on a sidewalk. They were arrested in Denver. We Are Change was out there handing out DVDs of my film Terror Storm yet again. And the police walked up and said, we selectively don't allow you to hand out videos for free. No First Amendment. And put them in handcuffs and gave them tickets. So land of the free, home of the brave. Had this right before. Now they say you don't. The government is afraid of people being active. They're afraid of us talking because the government is rogue and criminal. And I'm sorry, that's just the facts. I want to keep Mark Dice 30 minutes to the next hour. Take your calls on the First Amendment itself. You have to understand that earlier this week, my wife was death threatened. I was death threatened. My children were death threatened. I went and covered the global ruling council of the planet, Bilderberg, in Chantilly, Virginia. I mean, that story alone would take 10 hours to tell. It was like a movie. And this is like Indiana Jones for real. Dun, 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 dun. Minus the crystal skulls and flying saucers, trying to cover what happened there, being chased by agents, them trying to set us up, agents following us in clown masks. They called my wife up and said, hey, I'm a woman. Your husband got me pregnant. I'm going to have his baby, totally made up. Then they called up and said, how about we burn your house down and get your kids? This is the type of stuff they're doing. And then I've been death threatened plenty by talk show hosts saying I need to be killed. But to have them contracting, saying I will pay you to kill Mark Dice and others is a big deal. Mark Dice, this affects everybody. If they're allowed to get on talk radio, the adopted son of Ronald Reagan, the fake conservative, and sit there and say, kill us, that shows they're really getting desperate, Mark.
He needs to be held accountable. Not only does he need to be fired, he needs to be charged criminally. The FCC needs to be made aware of this. He's also made comments about his solution for peace in the Middle East, which includes things that I can't even say. I don't even want to repeat on air. It involves doing certain things with hand grenades to young children and young babies.
Go ahead and say it.
He wants to shove hand grenades into certain orifices of children in the Middle East and blow them up and kill everybody.
Pastor Hagee said he prays and rejoices every time a child dies in Palestine. Again, they do this scientifically. When the White House wrote memos saying rip children's genitals off with pliers in front of their parents, they knew that if they could get the troops to accept that, they would have had them all the way. Psychologically, you've made a deal with the devil, you've accepted evil, now you'll do anything else they say. And U.S.-funded death squads in Latin America have done this. Now those death squads are here. Let's talk about, and again, it's destroyed the name of conservatism. It's destroyed our country. All these people do is destroy this country, just like the Democrats. But they're even worse in that they've got conservatives fooled. They're all going along with gun control, open borders, the North American Union, all of this. They love wars because they can put trillions in a year into black holes. No bid contracts. They admittedly pay off the troops and hundreds of thousands in cash to keep quiet, not just the Merc forces, But tell folks about the type of death threats you've gotten since he did this in the middle of last week.
Oh, man, I've deleted so many of them. A lot of people wish me death. I've just gotten countless. Mike forwarded them, several of them, to the FBI, to the case officer that's on the case. I had somebody find me at my work, at my day job, and call me, try to find me. And I just want to make everything clear here that this man needs to be taken off the air. This can't be set a precedent. This is more than just hate speech. This is
Mark,
a criminal.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a criminal prosecutable offense here, and there's nothing that is justifiable for him to be able to do this.
Well, Mark, imagine if I got on air and picked a public figure or anybody else and said, I want them dead, I'll pay for the bullets, go kill them, they need to die, kill them now. People take that with a lot of respect, a lot of moral authority, you know, this big national talk show host. I would be arrested within hours, guaranteed. I mean, other hosts for things much more trivial have lost their jobs or been arrested. They've been arrested for pranks. Will Michael Reagan be able to engage in classic terrorism on the air?
So far, it looks as yes. The determining factor is going to be tomorrow and Tuesday when the news cycles will hit again. And I want to encourage everybody to just get this out. Demand that the news media cover this, that the FCC take action, that his syndicator, Radio America, pull him immediately, radioamerica.org. You can scroll down to the bottom of the screen and find the phone number. Their offices are closed today, but you'll be able to reach them tomorrow. It's interesting that his Wikipedia page has been edited numerous times with references to this, and it's constantly removed. So they're editing his Wikipedia page. They don't want this to get out.
Meanwhile, they've got this info on my Wikipedia page. I wish people could change that, but they're literally on it 24 hours a day watching my page, and they've got all this disinfo up there. I'm so sick of all their lies. You know what? But they're making trillions off bringing this country down, so they're not going to let us wake up, because if the people do wake up, then they're all going to go to prison. I mean, can there be any doubt that this shows that they're cornered rats? They are so afraid of citizens. You know, the government says reach out to the troops, send them packages, send them material. Why not send them ABC News headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize its own citizens, stage terror attacks? Why not send them Baltimore Sun? Why not send them San Jose Mercury News? Why not send them my film Terror Storm? I mean, why not let them know the truth?
Yep, this has caused people who hate me and who call me a lunatic to side with us. I've seen countless blogs and countless statements on the YouTube videos of people that say that they think that I'm a loon, that they hate me, but this has crossed the line. And I don't know what Reagan thinks is going to come about this, but he should be off the air immediately. I'm going to demand that he is fired and that he resign when I'm on his show tomorrow morning. He is un-American. They are the ones that are un-American.
Watch out. We don't want that word of that getting to him. But the point here is he probably thinks he's going to come on, glad hand you, pat you on the head. You're going to care that he's got a couple of radio listeners, a bunch of people on life support, most of them. I feel sorry for him, but they're just, you know, all on Prozac and all on flu shots. Their brains are the size of walnuts, and, you know, they think open borders is conservative. I mean, you're not going to be able to. And I was listening to Reagan Friday because all this, or his sit-in host, and it was all about how we've got to get the Republican Party back. We've got to do something. People are mad. They all went along with what's happened in the Republican Party. They are not conservatives. None of these shows will tell you that the oil prices are as high as they are because they devalued the dollar.
Yep.
Let me explain something. There's no way to get around this, neocon listeners. The government and the private Federal Reserve made the decision to devalue the dollar. They have destroyed our savings. They have destroyed our future already. 60%+ reduction any way you cut it. Do you read me? At current trends, the dollar will be worth 10% of what it was in 2 years. And you understand it's over? Depression? You understand they did it so that foreign corporations could come in and buy up our infrastructure cheaper? Can you say looting and it isn't about Republicans or Democrats or all your fake neocon flag worship? What that flag symbolizes is being destroyed, you idiots. I'm just so angry about this, Mark. I love this country so much. And this phony group of crooks has come in, posed as conservatives, fooled everybody, and now they're gang raping us with the Democrats.
Gas over here in California at a gas station I just passed is $4.79 for regular. At another competing gas station, it was $4.59. It's climbing nearly every day.
Yeah, it's $4.10 here in Texas, and we got the refineries all right here.
There's There's chickens that you could buy at the grocery store. Not too long ago, they were $4.99. They're already made. I'm sure every grocery store has them. They're in a, under a heat lamp. You can buy them, take them home, and eat them immediately. They're now $6.99.
Yeah, I like those.
Prices are just skyrocketing here. And, you know, Alex is one of the only hosts that is going to tell people the truth despite the consequences. These people are not going to give up their ivory towers and their six and sometimes seven-figure salaries, their book deals, their access to these politicians.
And all they do is turn out bull. The Democrats turn something out that doesn't reflect reality one iota. The Republicans put out a false reality. It isn't real. They're all on the same team. Don't you understand? They're now death-threatening us. Now, we had on an expert from the Smithsonian Institute about death squads Friday, and he said he believes, from covering death squads for 25 years, that this was a green light threat to all of us. He is a top White House strategist. He admittedly goes to the White House for talking points. This is a threat, Mark, and I hope they know we're not backing down. We're going to defend this country from these New World Order traitors who are destroying this nation.
And we've talked off air about this, and I think that one of the only reasons that you haven't been whacked or murdered is because they're afraid of the backlash, and maybe they haven't considered this, but there are some unstable listeners to the show. There's some unstable supporters of the truth movement, and if something happens to you or to another prominent individual, some of these individuals might take justice into their own hands and commit crimes and break the code of conduct that we've been
supporting. Yeah, we don't want that to happen. We don't want the cities to burn. We don't want people to get whacked. You know, just stop escalating, stop attacking us, stop threatening us, leave us alone. We have our First Amendment. We wouldn't be getting threatened if it wasn't endangering their apple cart.
Yeah, this just goes to show that we're being extremely effective. They're turning the rhetoric up. This is an unprecedented level. A few months ago, we could have never imagined that such a thing were to happen.
Well, we got governors coming out, best actress coming out, all this. 877-590-5525. Mark, stay there. I want to come back and take calls. 877-590-5525. I'll tell you why they don't want Terror Storm getting to the troops. It has mainstream news where special forces dress up like Arabs and kill our other troops. Mainstream news. That's right. Our government.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.